Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meeting Ike Series for Children Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Marina Lieros Naples, and I am your host here every Wednesday and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Wednesday, it's our midweek Calming Potion. And on Sunday, it's our School Time Smart Wand. Both of these shows are 15-minute shows. And during this time on each one of the shows, I do a short guided meditation and also share with you different tips and tools to use for relaxation. And that's what Wednesdays is really all about, is that midweek downtime, that I just need to relax. I need a timeout. That's what this evening is about. And it's for kids, teens, and the young at heart. And so is Sunday. And Sunday's School Time Smart Wand is to get us started and ready for the upcoming week. And with that, I give you tips and tools for working on for energy and memory and getting that positive thinking that will help you get through the week until Wednesday when we meet again. So tonight we're going to talk a little bit about reflexology points. And I'm going to give you a few easy, simple tips and tools that you can use to do some reflexology on your own. Sometimes you just can't get to and have a quiet spot to be able to do a full relaxation. And so this way, with the reflexology, you'll be able to do that and do it just about anywhere and at just about any time. So if there are things that are going on that you are getting your tense about and your shoulders are hurting, your neck, and you just can't relax because you're on the go, 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 this is a great thing to be able to use to be able to help you in between those times of being able to, when you start your day to when you finally end the day. So these are really great tools to use. And for any of the grown-ups that are listening, you can use these techniques on fussy baby and babies and children because it really can help calming them down. And reflexology is very similar to massage techniques, except that reflexology is focusing on or paying attention to specific spots on your hands and fingers and your feet and toes. Whereas a massage, it focuses on the body, the whole body, so what is reflexology? Reflexology, there are energy points in the body that correspond to other areas of your, let me say that again. There are areas on your hands and feet to different areas in your body. I know it sounds silly, but certain spots on your fingers and in your toes has to do with the head, which includes your memory, headaches, things like that. Your brain, so that will stimulate energy for those areas in the rest of your body. Even if your shoulder is hurting you, your shoulders, your neck, your back, all of those areas, you can massage on your feet and on your hands. And this evening I'm going to be discussing more about the hands because it's not, there aren't a lot of places when you're out and about during the day that you can just take your shoes off or your sneakers off and start massaging your feet. You know, people are going to go, ew, go wash your hands. So we're going to stick with the hands and the fingers tonight And we're going to be talking about the spots that are for relaxing, because after all, this is our midweek calming potion show. Now, before we do that, what I'd like you to do is get comfortable in a chair, and I'm going to take you through and have you do a little relaxation technique. Just a quick one to kind of push the world aside, put your day aside. So I'd like you to get comfortable. You are sitting in a chair, or whether you're laying down on the couch or bed or the rug, the floor. As long as you're comfortable, it doesn't matter. And it's best if you do it in a more quiet space. So is everyone comfortable? Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. What I'm going to have you do is close your eyes. And if you are sitting up, I want you to take and put rest your hands facing, your palms facing up on your legs. If you're laying down, just go ahead and have your arms by your side in a comfortable position. Now, what I want you to do, go ahead with your eyes closed, is take a slow, even, deep breath in. Hold it for a moment, and then very slowly, I want you to let it out. And in your mind, tell your body to relax. Now take another slow, even, deep breath in, and hold it for a moment. And again, very slowly, let that breath out, telling your mind and your body, and relax. Go ahead and take one more slow, even, deep breath in. Hold that breath, and as you let it out, tell yourself to relax. And your body will follow the commands of your mind. Okay, go ahead and open your eyes. How do you feel? Do you feel a little bit more relaxed, more calm, comfortable? I hope so. It works for me every time. Okay, here's what we're going to go ahead and do. With your hands, take a look at the palms of your hands. So, you know, have your palms facing toward you. And on the tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs, that area is for your head, your head, your brain, even your pineal gland. A lot of you aren't going to know what the pineal gland is, but it's a good thing to rub that area in there, because it has to do with your inside of your head too, and that's it's a very good point for your psychic part of you, your intuition part of you, the creative connection there. Now, you're looking at the top of your fingers and the tops of your thumbs on the palm side. And now what I want you to do is look over to your pinky finger, the little one, to the far end, and you can see those two lines that make your finger into three parts. What's the bottom part and the middle part there? That's for your area for your shoulder, And then just below your finger on your palm is the area for your shoulders, also on each one of your hands. Okay, now we're going to switch down to the bottom of your palm, right over where your hand ends, right above your wrist, though. Okay? And from the inside part of that, at the bottom of your palm, and moving outward, and then going up and up, so where it's reaching over towards your thumb. So you're staying on the outer part of your hands. You're not going up straight. You're going across your palm on the bottom, above the wrist area. And you're going outward toward the thumb and up the thumb on the outside of it. And that area is your spine, your back, and the part that's on the bottom portion of your thumb on the outside of it, that part is for your top of your spine. So what we're going to do is you're going to take your other hand and you're going to press down. We're going to start with the thumbs and the fingers. And we're going to press down on those. And you're going to hold it for about count of five for each one. Each one of the fingers. Now we're going to go ahead and do the, where I told you on the pinky, go over to your pinky finger on the palm side, remember? And those two lower portions, just take your other hand with your finger and your thumb together and just kind of squeeze that together. Don't hurt yourself. Just kind of squeeze it together there and hold it. And you can wiggle just a little bit. And then do the lower portion, that lower bottom part, the third part down there, and do the same thing. 5 seconds, 10 seconds, because you can always go back to it. And here's the thing with reflexology. When you come across a point and you go, oh, that hurt a little bit, you can lighten up on the pressure, but hold that pressure and keep doing it, because what is some blocked energy. And what you want to do is you want to get that stimulated, get that moving in there so it's not blocked anymore. So do that over there with the shoulder part that's over on your pinky and just on the top portion of the hand, just below the pinky and the outside there. Okay, let's move down to the bottom of the palm, right above the wrist, and you're going to start with your thumb. You're going to push straight down. Now move along that bottom portion right across your lower part of your palm. Start from one side and moving closer, like you're going up to your thumb on the outside of it. And you just press in and hold it. And then you'll move over a little bit more to the outer part of your palm, getting closer to that thumb, and hold it. And then you just, little by little, you make your way up there, right up to the outside part of your thumb. And you can keep doing that. And then you can do this anytime you need to. So those are some areas that it bothers everybody. And we don't want that to happen. So you can do this at any time. Thank you for joining us this evening, and I'll see you someday. Well, I won't see you, it's with you. This is Marina Liero-Snaples with the Meeting Ike series for children on Blog Talk Radio Show. Tune in and see what we have to offer over on Facebook.